During her life and even in her death, Shireen Abu Aqle amplified Palestinian voices. Now, Palestinians want to make sure her voice doesn't fade away. Representatives from Al Jazeera Media Network and the Ramallah Municipality laid the cornerstone of the Shireen Abu Aqle Media Museum, an interactive project that is expected to open in 2025, honoring a veteran journalist who didn't want to leave a story untold.
And I will tell her, you're Shireen Abu Aqle, the most important journalist in Palestine.
Journalist Nidal Rafi' is a longtime friend of Shireen. She says the initiative shows loyalty to a trailblazing reporter.
I kept asking her, do you have an archive? Do you keep an archive? And then she said, no, but Al Jazeera does. I feel now when, you know, I wish that she's alive just to see how much love her people keep, how much love Ramallah to donate this piece of land.
A song to remember one of their own. Shireen Lives On was performed by the Daughters of Jerusalem Band in another event marking a year after her killing. She didn't only tell stories of the Israeli occupation. Those who knew Shireen say she loved to report on happier stories, ones on culture, innovation, and hope.
Streets have been named after her and awards given in her name. But many Palestinians say the biggest honor of all is that she remains in people's hearts.
On Thursday, Bir Zeit University granted four Palestinian journalists the Shireen Abu Aqle Award for Media Excellence.
Shireen's murder keeps reminding us of the brutality of the Israeli occupation, that justice for her is yet to be served, and that we should carry on the message.
It's been a year since Palestine lost one of its best storytellers. One year with no sign of justice for Shireen, as her killers are yet to be held accountable.
I can see journalists that they will think twice and three times before going to the field. They will think that they want to go with an armored car, with a vest, with a helmet, and they're not sure what will happen. They're not sure that they can make it to the location, that they can go and that they will be safe.
Shireen's life might have ended here in Jenin, but her legacy lives on in the stories she covered and the ones her colleagues promise to keep telling. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the Occupied West Bank.
Well, the U.S. has pledged to